because I'd like to discuss today the challenges of building an Erev in the city. And I'm just going to focus on one nekuda. As we know, an Erev can only be made on a Karmelis. A Rishus HaRabim, you can't make an Erev in a Rishus HaRabim. So, we have to define what is a Rishus HaRabim. A personal interest at the moment is I'm in the middle of building an Erev in Golders Green, which is the neighborhood of London that I live in. For those of you that are uninitiated, London is a big city. London has more people than New York City. New York City has 7.7 million people, and London has 8.8 million people. But another point is that London is 3.5 times the size of New York City. New York City is extremely concentrated, and a lot of skyscrapers. So although London has more people than New York, they are spread over a much greater distance. Now, imagine first you're living in a village and you want to make Erev. Seemingly, there should be no impediment provided you make it properly, because it's definitely a Karmelis. But the truth is, there's a Machlekes Rishayim what constitutes a Rishus HaRabim. Some Rishayim say any street which is Tes Zayin Amos wide, 16 Amos wide, is a Rishus HaRabim. Some Rishayim say it has to be a street that has 600,000 people. Now, villages do not have 600,000 people in the whole village. But they might have them, many of them in postmodern towns have streets that are 16 amos wide. So the question is, l'chayra, this is a machlekes rishonim. This is a machlekes rishonim in a deraisa. If you have a street which is tezayin amma, and take a city in a small city, according to many rishonim, there's an issa deraisa to carry there. So how could you make an Erev in a small city, even in a town, when it's a Suffolk deraisa? When it's a Suffolk deraisa. So the answer to that question is, and throughout the world are Erevin in small cities, is that the minig of Ashkenazim is to follow the shita of Bahag and Rashi, that Rishus HaRabim is 600,000 people. The first person who notes this is the Tshuva Space Ephraim, where he says, Minig Ashkenaz is like this. And based on that, if you'll learn through Shabbos or Erevin, you'll see so many times it says, V'achshav ein lanu Rishus HaRabim. Now, if you meant Tezayin Amos wide, then you wouldn't say that. So the very fact that it says all over throughout Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Erev, V'achshav she'ein lanu Rishus HaRabim, even though it's a Machlekes Rishayim, means that the Minig is like those Rishayim. So those who say the Minig is like that, the Allah is like that, but a Yerei Shemayim should be Machmer. Beismeya, the Chaya Adam, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. For those who give a different reason. The Machlekes Rishayim is without a Mechitza. What happens if you put a Tzuras HaPesach on a Rishus HaRabim? So we know, Machlekes in Erevin, you say, Osi Rabim Umevatl Mechitza. You should know that most Achrayim hold that we paskin loy Osu Rabim Umevatl Mechitza Mideraisa. This that we say, Osi Rabim Umevatl Mechitza, that is a Drabbanan Dekedin. And therefore, even if you would have a Rishus HaRabim of Tezayin Amma, but the Tzuras HaPesach would at the very least lower it to a derabbanan. Others would say that it's not enough to have a tzuras of Pesach for the din mechitza, benegei asirah mevat mechitza. You'd need an oimid meruba ala parutz together with mechitza, a tzuras of Pesach by all the pirtzes. But the Chazon Ish notes that the way every city is built today, every modern city today is built in a way that it's oimid meruba ala parutz. There are many more houses than there are open space. And therefore every city is an oimid meruba. And an oimid meruba together with a tzuras ha-pesach, there the osi rava mevatel mechitzta is not, either we hold lo osi rava mevatel mechitzta in such a case, or the osi rava mevatel mechitzta is only a drabanan, and memela in the drabanan we're saimach on shishim riba.
What about, like, if you take the ends of the streets, the ends of the streets are completely open, so there's no oimid meruba. Meaning two sides of the street you have oimid meruba, but on the ends, the two ends of the street there's no oimid meruba.
No, again. Eventually you're going to have some.
Depending on how it's set up.
Yeah. But the Chazon Ish notes, it's not really like the next is
that
Chazon Ish writes that every modern city today is an oimid meruba. Next, the Arpa's can hold that a Rishus HaRabim has to be Mefulish Mishar L'Shar. That a Rishus HaRabim has to be from one end of the town to the other end of the town. Most towns today do not have that. The road curves, streets turn, and therefore, albeit it conforms to the criterion of Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaRabim. The fourth reason is the Eshel Avram, who says that Rishus HaRabim, as we know, can't have a roof. If there's any place along the street that has a roof, like a train track runs on top of it, it's Eshel Rishus HaRabim in their eyes. So, to review, how could I make a Erev in a small town? There's still the Shita of Tezayin Amma, which makes that, which is a Rishus HaRabim, the Raisa. Answers are, one, the minig is to be Saimach on the Shita of Shishim Ribui. Two, that these towns all have Tzuras HaPesach, or Oymed Meruba plus the Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore in such a case, certainly at the deraisa level, it's le'osi rabim mevatel mechitzta. Three, you don't have roads that go from one end of the town to the other end of the town. And four, there are coverings.
This mayor and the Shulchan Aruch are sitting on top of the second reason?
No, they're only going in the first reason. In other words, even if you'll say the Beis Meir and the Chayin Adam say you should be machmer for Tezayin Amma, but these things would be Mata Tezayin Amma also. Now let's go to a big city. Throughout the world, in big cities, there are Erevin made by great people. This is not a new phenomenon, it's pre-war. Also, Warsaw had an Erev pre-war, Lodz had an Erev pre-war, Paris, many, many big cities, Vienna, all had pre-war Erevin. These are big cities that had many more than 600,000 of people. These are cities that had millions of people in it. So how did they go about it? So the answer is very simply that 600,000, but 600,000 where? And the pashtus of the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is that we look at each street. Does this street have 600,000 people going through this street every day? And this is the opinion of the Marsham, Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Minchas Elazar, Chelik Gimel Simen Dalet, Divrei Malkil, Chelik Dalet Simen Gimel. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah learns the Mechaber like that also. He brings others that disagree, but the Mechaber, the pashtus in the Mechaber is that you need 600,000 on an individual street, and that is the opinion of the Igus Moshe there, numerous places. The Aruch HaShulchan also says this, that you need 600,000 on the street, but he says you don't measure it by a day, you measure it by a few days. But you still need 600,000 individual, unique users. Almost no streets in the world have, almost no cities in the world, no matter how big the city is, do they have streets which 600,000 people actually go on this street every day. There are some, but there are very, very few.
It's in, within the entire city on that one stretch of road. You have 95 that goes from Maine till Miami.
Okay, so the question on that city, is it all one road or no? Every time it turns, certainly every time it turns at a right angle, it's a new road, as I stated in Kazanish. So that is the basis for making Erevin in a large city.
Was there ever in history, it was just, command never such a thing as it was just
around the right? That was ancient medieval times.
This is an old question. It's a very good question. And more so, they asked it to blow Shofar and Lulav. And on the first day, according to this, they stopped the whole world from blowing Shofar. Why? Shema Yavirenu, and this Kamat Norish Sarabams on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan? It's a good question. It's an old question. But nevertheless, any Achrayim that are learning the Shulchan Aruch say that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant. So, what is the objection to it? Is as follows. many Achrayim that learn, although the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is a mashma like that, that I don't need 600,000 to go on this road. I need that this road services 600,000 people. So even if the person lives in a road off that road, you might have a problem. Because this road is made to service 600,000 people. And in fact, the Bi'ur Halacha says that's what the Ritva and the Riaz and the Ramban, Ritva and the Riaz say b'feresh, that it's not I need Shishim Ribui on this street, but I need this street is made to service 600,000 people. Well, Marshall, Ramban says that Sratya doesn't need Shishim Ribui because it belongs to the whole world. It's made to serve the whole world. It's not made just to serve this neighborhood. It's made to serve the whole world. So you see this concept. And the Achrayim who make this note is the Beis Ephraim, Achiezer and Chelik Dalit Simen Ches, Tveres Yisrael and the Psichet and the Sechet Shabbos, Divrei Malkil, Chelik Gima, Shmuat and the Simen Yud Ches. So therefore, that is the Nidden on a big city Erev, not a massive city, but a big city Erev, is largely, you don't have any streets that have 600,000 people in it. But
on North Miami Beach, where everybody services the whole America, people are coming here to visit and to use.
No, you can only count the residents of the city. So again, I don't know anything on North Miami Beach Road, but I'm saying that certainly 600,000 people don't go down that road every day. Now the question is it made to serve 600,000 people, the 600,000 people who live off of it? That is the Shaila, which, like I say, the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch will tell you that it's Mutter, the Bi'ur Halacha and others bring many Rishonim to say that it's not so. Now, let's go to London. London, about 20, 25 years ago, Dain Aaron Trezatzal made an Erev over there. It caused a great controversy. Probably the biggest or the most famous opponent of it was Penach Padre, the Malmukav Cheshav Eifarit. And the Nekuda was one Nekuda, basically this Nekuda itself. There is a street that goes around all of London called the North Circular. It's a circle that goes around all of London. Now, the truth is, there isn't any segment of the North Circular that has ever more than 130,000 people in a day. That's a fact. That's what the Department of Traffic says. But it's made to serve all of London because it mamish circles London, and it cuts through a Jewish neighborhood. When you go from Golders Green to Hendon, you are crossing the North Circular. Can you make an Erev which crosses the North Circular? That was a very, very big battle. It caused a lot of mental anguish, hardships, breakups in families. Don't know why. It's a plain machlekes, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. And people can choose which row they want to follow, but that's the nature of things. Anyway, this was a dispute over 20 odd years ago, and everyone made up their minds. I moved to London this January, it'll be 4 years ago, and I see what I see as a problem. There are many people who don't use this London Erev for whatever reason. Halachic reasons, family reasons, social reasons. I can't, don't go around psychoanalyzing everyone. But the reality is they have a need for it. Women are stuck at home on Shabbos. The children, Baruch Hashem, today people have large families. Many of them are in small places. In the summer, you have a very long Shabbos day. Shabbos can be out in London 10:30, 10:40. When I was in Gates, it was 11:25. Actually, when I came to Gates, it was 11:13. Then I added, Rabbi Cheshvin, it should end 11:25. The old man told me they're scared to take a new Rav, because who knows what he's going to add to Shabbos, and it's never going to end. Well, upon them, it's a great hardship. Besides the hardship, you know, Moshe Feinstein said that the reason we lost the generation in America, because people used to krecht and say, Seshver Tzazayin Ayid. These were people who were Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos. But nevertheless, it was difficult. And their children saw it's hard to keep Shabbos. My personal fear is that we have many Baalei or Baaloi Siris Shemayim that are walking around giving off the vibes the Sheretz as I need. And therefore, I feel a need to address it. But can't redo what was done because something. You have to be mechadish something. Not as you have to be mechadish something. For it to possibly be useful, I'm not making Erev to show I know who this Erev is, I'm trying to make an Erev to help people. Now there is one already. So it has to be fundamentally different than any Erev that was ever proposed. So I want to tell you the four thoughts came up with. Number one, going to make an Erev only around Golders Green, which means the North Circular, the A1, Finchley Road, any street that anyone has a chash is a big street which serves 600,000 people will not be included in this Erev. It's just the oval of Golders Green. Therefore, even if we'll go like the Machmer like the Ritva, it's not Meshamish 600,000 people. The amount of people living in Golders Green, I don't know, about 125,000 people. The biggest road is Golders Green Road, which cuts up the middle, And therefore, it itself probably has 30,000 people a day go on it, but it's Meshamish 125,000 people. So therefore, that's step number one. Just take out all the big roads. You'll fadin that you don't have Ritva, which is what the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, says you should be Cheshish for. And that alone should be enough. Now, I'll acknowledge that there are those who say that any city that has 600,000 people, every individual road on it, even the smallest street, is a Rishus Rabbah. If you're going to, some want to say this is trapped in Rashi, in Sefer Shabbos. If you're going to learn like that, then this Svara will not be sufficient. And in fact, the one who held like that halacha lemaisa was Rabbi Yashiv. But l'chayra for this opinion, I don't have a solution. Show you a few solutions still. But the solution of just making enclosing a small area will not solve this. However, this opinion is against the minhag ha'olam of the whole world. Because every place in the world there are cities that have over 600,000 people, and Erevin were made in small parts of that city. And in fact, Moshe Feinstein notes the same thing, and Shevet Halevi notes the same thing, that historically, there were always Erevin in the Jewish neighborhood of large cities, and many of these cities had over 600,000 people.
Would you ask about any street in the city or any street that connects?
Any street in the whole city, even the Rechav Hanan where he lived, he held as a Hesedah. Now, let's go to Moshe Feinstein's opinion. Moshe says in numerous places that he rejects the svara that any street in a city of 600,000 people is a Rishus HaRabim. But he does write in Chelik Aleph, Sim Kuf Lamates, Chelik Dalet, Sim Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Chelik Hei, Sim Chav Ches, that if a city has 3 million people within Yud Beis Mil on Yud Beis Mil, then it's called a Rishus HaRabim. It's hard to understand what his Cheshbon is, but basically he feels that 20% of people are outside at any time. So if you have 3 million people living in houses, although be it they're not going on the streets, but if 3 million people are in houses within a certain area, then that area is considered a Rishus HaRabim by virtue of 600,000 people. And that, in fact, if you'll read through his tshuvas on Erevin in Brooklyn and in Manhattan, that was his objection. It wasn't that he was paskening like the Ritva, that it's Mishamish 600,000 people. He acknowledged that the Shulchan Aruch says not like the Ritva, but he was saying this is called having 600,000 people. Nevertheless, now, this happens not to apply in London, as I pointed out, that albeit London has more people than New York, but it's 3.5 times the size of New York. And there are no areas that are densely populated, and you never have any 3 million people within Yud Beis Mil on Yud Beis Mil.
How big is that Yud Beis Mil?
A mil is 2,000 amas, so do 2,000 amas times 12 is 24,000 amas. 24,000 amas by 24,000 amas. How much is an amma in Machlokes Chazanish? And whatever, make it even a half, 1.5, so you'll have 36,000 feet, it'll be 7 miles by 7 miles. But that happens not to exist in London. Furthermore, Moshe Feinstein himself gave the okay to make a Erev in Kew Gardens Hills, which is part of New York, and in Detroit, in Southfield, Michigan, which is the Jewish section in Detroit, albeit all these cities have a large amount of people. And he says himself in Chelik Dalet Siman Pei Vav, Hashmata on page Tuf Chavches, Chelik Heisim Chavtes, Chelik Heisim Chavches, that a small area of a large city is permissible. So therefore, step one, number one, trying to accomplish, is narrow the area to the Jewish neighborhood of a large city, which doesn't encompass any roads, not only doesn't encompass any roads that have 600,000 people, it doesn't encompass even any road which is Meshamish 600,000 people. Next. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that Rishus HaRabim has to be the Rechov HaIkri Shel HaEir, the main thoroughfare of the city. And therefore, whether that applies in London, I don't know. But what is the main thoroughfare? Is it the A1, which starts in London and goes to Scotland? Or is it the North Circular, which encircles London itself? It would be an interesting shaila what the Aruch HaShulchan would say if he were to show it up in London.
What's conveyor of the city? Because the name of the Golden Greens itself is its own city.
Well, if Golders Green is on the sea, then I have no problem at all, because there are only 130,000 people living in Golders Green. What?
About the main street going through it.
The main street going through it. If there's only 130,000 people live in it, so then the main street going through it cannot be a problem. So, that's Mahalach number. These are two Mahalachim. Get to cut out any big street. Now, let's say someone will say, I can say the two biggest streets in Golders Green are called Golders Green Road and Finchley and Bridge Lane. Why are they big streets? Every street here in Miami is bigger than it. Because they go from one end is at the North Circular and the other one is on Finchley Road. So in Timtzalimer, that these two roads have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So do you say that the road that goes at each end, that the road which connects these two, also get a din of Rishus HaRabim out Tafel? That would be the next counter-argument. So to address that, what you proposed, and got planning permission for this, is two things. One, at each of these ends of Golders Green Road and Bridge Lane, putting up Dalsus Haruyus Linol. We know that even if something is a Rishus HaRabim, if it has a Delus, it's Mutter. There's a Machlekes Rishainim. Does the door have to be closed every night? Or it just has to be able to be closed? In Shulchan Aruch it says it has to be closed every night. For Yesh Oimrim, it's enough to be Roy to be closed. The Rambam is the Yesh Oimrim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Iker is like this Yesh Oimrim. So therefore, what we did was put glosses at each end of Golders Green Road and each end of Bridge Lane, again with planning permission. What happens if you do something without planning permission? It's illegal, but you put it up a door. That's machlekes. If Yosef Engel says it's not valid, the Marsham and Avni Nezer says it is valid. But
are they ruis lino?
What?
Are they ruis lino? If you try to close them,
he says even that's what they're arguing about. But bottom line is, again, we're English, we don't do such things. We got planning permission and permission from the traffic department to close them. Get two different permissions and putting doors at each end. They're not going to close. What?
Can you explain what it means, doors?
Yes, I'll get to that last. How could I put a door in the middle of London? Okay, but going with Glossus Aruius Linal. So Mela, what we're adding here is that even if someone in Nafshecha Leimar that these roads are Rosh Hasharabim's, you should know, albeit no 600,000 people go, and albeit it's not Meshamish 600,000, but maybe it touches at each end such roads, and therefore they'll get a din of a tuffle or a mavim of foolish to two Rosh Hasharabim's, we shall put doors at each end.
Does it mean like the door is just floating in the middle of nowhere? It's connected to walls?
I gotta do it. Next.
The original Eruv that was there from 25 years ago, they weren't able to put up losses?
No, it was way too big. That encompasses an area. I think here we're encompassing a small area, and all you'd need for this is four losses. Four losses, you can pull it off. Next, we got permission to build up, to put fences, not to cross, not to cut the street, but remember, houses in London are all attached to each other. So now, they're all attached to each other, and then you cross the street, and you put up a wall over on the other side of the street, so that if you, this street, we'll have Oymed Meruba ala Paritz even in this street itself. Even this opening, albeit it's more than 10 Amos, but it's a 30 meter street is a Pirtza in an Oymed Meruba of 70. This again needed planning permission also. So we're going to build walls on each side of the two main streets, which will then make.
Can you explain a little bit?
Yeah, a very simple concept. Yeah, imagine if the street is the Pirtza, right? Now let's say. Now the halacha is, if you have an area which is Oymed Meruba ala Paritz, and there's a pirtz of less than 10 amas, it's totally mutter, it's a Pesach. What happens if it's more than 10 amas? It's a pirtz. This pirtz is a deraisa or a derabanan.
Chalukas.
Right. So for the many shittas who hold that it's only a derabanan. So we simply got permission to put up walls along the streets so that the pirtz should be less than the walls. Very simply put. And therefore, what we've done, step one, is, again, take out all big streets. Number two, at the two small streets that touch on big streets, put doors on each end. Furthermore, put fences on each end, so it should be Oymed Meruba ala Paritz. And therefore, was basically the original proposal. This proposal passed planning permission and traffic permission. Once got into that mode of creating places, my main thought process is to create as many shveikas at the deraisa level that remember, in a Carmelist, you can put it up in there, you can put up a Tzivus HaPesach. And there's going to be a Tzivus HaPesach all around. So the only way you could puzzle it is by saying that you should know that this is Rosh Hasharabim. So the idea was to throw as many shittas at it that if someone wants to claim it's Rosh Hasharabim, they'd have Svek, 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 Svek at the Deraisa level, and at the Drabban level, you have. So this was the theory behind everything that I'm doing. Agav, this theory would even address Rav Eliashiv's objection that any city of 600,000, every street is a Rosh Hasharabim, because even on a Rosh Hasharabim itself, Glossus Aruius Linol would work at a Deraisa level, and I mean Merubala parts would work. Then, a person had a blitz recently. According to many Rishonim, what is Rosh HaSayachid? something which has mechitzas on three sides. You don't need mechitzas on four sides to be Rosh Hashanah. You only need it on three sides. According to the Rambam, glosses haruyously null serve as a mechitza, because it's matter even Rosh Hashanah. So what would be, instead of putting up four doors, I put up 19 doors, and these 19 doors would close off three sides in the Ruyas Linol. And then, according to the Rambam, the Ruyas Linol is called a Mechitza. You should know, I just turned the whole place into a Rishas HaYachid. That was the latest blitz. But, all of a sudden, you need not permission to put up four doors, but to put up 19 doors.
Where are the 19 doors going? Different points around
the every side. Every point at the end where Golders Green ends, and it ends to a big road, even on one side. I did it on two sides. If it's one side, we'll put up a Dallas Arayli, no. Once we'll do that, so according to the Rambam, and remember the Baal Tanya says the Iker is like the Rambam, then we just added another thing. We just plain turned the whole place into Rosh Hashanah. It has an additional milah, because many people came over to me, you're going to make an Erev, will it be good for Sfaradim or only for Ashkenazim? Because we know that the Rambam holds that Etzuras HaPesach has to be less than 10 Amos. Etzuras HaPesach only work on for things that are less than, or you need a new Alechi every 10 Amos. Now, it's not physically possible to do such a thing. So all Erevin really do not work with Sfaradim. However, there are two mahalchim to make it kosher for Sfaradim. One is used losses rigorously null, because the very Rambam who said that you need lechis every 10 amis says that a delos rigorously null is also good.
The Rambam holds it on three sides or even on the fourth side? The tourist of Pesach can be more than 10.
If you have
a... Mind of giving.
No, because then you would have deemed. And you have three real walls, then it would be even according to the Rambam, even for the...
That's what we're trying to do. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. That that's one accomplishment. Number two, even according to the Rambam, I think if it's an Oymed Merubah Laporetz, he also agrees at the Deraisa level, you don't need a lechi every 10 Amos. So what I want to do is include all the Sfaradim. Now, I don't know in Sfaradik Psak, and this I tell him you have to ask a Sfaradik Rav, what happens if the Mechaber says you need a Delos that closes every night, the Yesh Oimrim, the Yesh Oimrim, that's enough Roy Lenol. But that Yesh Oimrim is the Rambam. If you Sfaradik, do you Paskin like the Mechaber or do you Paskin like the Rambam? Like I know the fact that the Baal HaTanya says V'chein Iker on the Rambam is not going to help you if you're Sfaradik. It helps you if you're Siddish. It's not going to help you if you're Sfaradik. But how do they pass? Or do you go M'manushach? The whole author of saying you need a lechi every 10 Amos is the Rambam. Well, the Rambam's happy with this Erev. Or no, do you look at each question independently? That I have to leave for Sfaradik Pesach. So basically, the idea now, this I just applied for planning permission. We're going to know on January 8th if it is approved. Kamat, every shul in Golders Green has sent out a text to their, or email to their membership that everyone should go online and vote for it. Even shuls that of kehillas that traditionally oppose the Erev also sent out to their members to do it, because this is something that no one has ever done, and therefore you cannot compare it to anything that ever existed, or every machlokes that ever existed in the world. No one ever had an argument about an Erev which would have Blossus Arius Linol three times around the city, only encompasses small streets, is an Oymen Merubah Al Paret, and any street which is mafulish to a big street also has a Delos Arius Linol. every rabbi entitled to their opinion afterwards, but it's not something that you launch a campaign against. And even, like I say, those who are probably the most against it have been maskim that at most they might advise their kehillah yes to use it or not to use it, whatever, but it's not something to argue about. And the truth is, deep down, everyone wants to avoid the splash they had 20 years ago. Stronger personalities then, whatever, it's a different thing. Now, all we have to define is, what is a delos haroid enough? Now, a real delos haroid enough, you put a door, put a hinge, and put a door, like I have, let's say, in Matastarf, or at the beginning of, you know, Unstarf, Matastarf, and either you close it a whole Shabbos, that would be good for holidays, or you leave it open. You can't really go build doors. You can't really go around building doors in London. You're not going to get planning permission to go do such a thing. So the question is as follows. In Amsterdam, they also had a similar idea. What they did is they put a box. Within it is a string on a spring. And you pull out three strings, which constitute lafut, and hook it up on a hook, which is put on the other side of the street. And that's, they say, that's it. We have losses obviously, no?
Can you explain the thing again?
And this is what they did in Amsterdam. They put a post on this side of the street, which has a spring, which has a rope in it. And you can pull out the rope, hook it up on a hook which is on the other side of the street. You do three of them, it should be leveled, like it would be good enough for a sukkah. And I have glasses already,
like
seriously enough.
Security in the airport.
What?
Like my security in the airport, you just put three of them.
Yeah.
Glasses, or that's a wall.
Why is that?
So the question is that called a delis? Or no? When it's closed, it's a mechitza. But the svaran delis haroili nol is that even when it's open, it's a delis. Even when it's open, it's a delis, because the whole heart is that although normally more than 10 amos is not a pesach, but it's a pirtza, but if I have a delis, so then by definition, it's a pesach. But this, when it's closed, it's not a Pesach. And in truth, Navnei Nezer, he says this objection, and Rabbi Yashiv also writes that. But what happens if you would not have strings on springs, but you'd have an accordion door, a delos mitkapelet, as they call it in Hebrew, like they have mamish in the back there. Mamish, you'd have that door over there, and it would be open. Does that have a Shem Delis even when it's open? Chayre, yes. And it's a Chumas Miram Sheikh, Simon Kufayan Dalit, Avnei Nezer, Simon Reish, and Beis, and Shevet Alevi, Chalik Dalit, Simon Mem Aleph. So that's exactly what we did. We got permission to put boxes on each side of the road, green boxes. These boxes have in it a folding door. And you can pull out the folding door from each side and hook them up together. And therefore you have a delis haroi linol that doesn't take up much space. And when it's closed,
these doors have tracks that hold them. How is it going to be
You want to know why doesn't it blow down in the wind?
Yeah.
The answer is we put wheels, we had this problem, we put wheels on the bottom of it, and coasters with locks on it. So you can open it up, lock it, and it will stand. We've tried it. So this is what we call a delis haroi linol. Again, I hope the planning permission will go through, and then we'll have it on all three sides of the whole neighborhood. If it doesn't go through, at least you'll have it at each end of the roads that touch the big roads.
Do you have to close it or so
is it? Now, what is the shear, roil and all? How often do you have to close it, to be a delis aroi lenol. The truth is, you learn Rambam, it doesn't say, it's aroi lenol, you could close it. The only one who says a share, the Avnei Nezer and Simreish Samaches and Simreish Be'ez says you have to open it occasionally. He says, what's called occasionally? Because otherwise it's not aroi lenol. What is occasionally? He says, in one place he says, once a month. In a different place he says, as long as you open it, sometimes. That's why we needed the traffic department. To put up a structure in a city, you need zoning permission. You don't need traffic department. To close a road, even without doors, you want to block up a road for a simcha or whatever, you need permission from the traffic department. So, we have to then go to the traffic department and say, the zoning department gave us permission to put up doors. Now we need permission from you to close it. How often do you want to close it? I said, as much as religious law requires us to. Okay, freedom of religion. How long do you have to close it for? That there is no shir. It just has to be closed. Even according to Avnei Nezer, you have to close it once a month. They said, can you close it at 3 a.m. for 5 minutes? I said, of course we can close it at 3 a.m. for 5 minutes. What do you think we're going to run it across the street while people are a little driving by? Of course not. They said, okay. That's what you need. So, basically, to summarize what we said, we have, how do you make an heir of any town if there are the shitas that every street of Tezayin Amis is a Rishus Rabban Deraisa? The main answer is that the minig is to follow the shitas of 600,000. But we added in that there are some other opinions to be mitzarev. One, that there's an Oymed Meruba in every modern city that's based on a Chazanish. Number two, that only, Rishus Rabban is only when one street goes from one end of the town to the other end of the town. And number three was that there are roofs or things that cover Rishus Rabban, which breaks them into two. Then we go to a city that has 600,000 people. So the fundamental shaila is, do you need 600,000 on each street, or do you need 600, that this street services 600,000 people? That is clearly a machlekes, where the Mechaber says the former, the Bi'ur Halacha says the latter, and different Paiskim argue about it. What I am proposing is, or the Erev I'm in the middle of making, will address even the Ritva in four different ways. One, will not cross any street which even serves 600,000 people. That's its main accomplishment. Number two, at each end of the two main streets, will make a delis haroi lenol with permission to put it up and permission to close it. And therefore, even were it a Rishus Rabban, it would be mutter going to the Rambam. Number three, again, with zoning permission, they put up walls on each side of the main two streets, which are mafulish, the bigger streets. And therefore you have an Oymed Meruba Laporetz together with the Tzuras HaPesach, which is certainly mutter midaraisa. And then, like I say, what we're in the middle of doing, which hopefully Be'ezus Hashem will get approval, is to put losses arose linol around three sides of the outskirts of the neighborhood, and then the whole neighborhood will turn into a Rishus HaYachid, according to Rambam and according to all of them. That's a Hatzal. Now, tell me what you think. Work it out.